you can see like a protective bubble around this city, but it, you can see it moving. It wasn't hard. You can see it moving with the ocean, like you can see it moving. So that was kind of interesting. I don't know if it was a type of force field or a type of fabric that was so strong that could withstand that pressure and all that and keep the pressure in. But it was moving with the ocean. And you look up and you see this dome of clearness just moving. But you can still see the what is the dome of the city. So once these lights turned on, there was a big door, right? And we went through this door, and that's when we saw the city. There was tall buildings, but the buildings looked similar to Dubai. You know that Dubai tall building that they have over there?
Yeah.
That type of style, but many of them, it's smaller than the one that was prior. So it was big. You can see it big. And then you can see in the distance other little cities. So it was total of three. We landed on the big one. And then in the middle, you can see clearly that there was a pyramid. That where we landed was a pyramid type shaped thing.
You are listening to Exopolitics Today with Dr. Michael Sala, your source for the uncensored truth regarding the human, extraterrestrial, global, and political agenda. Click the like button and subscribe to this channel. And now, here's Dr. Michael Sala.
My pleasure to have JP back on Exopolitics Today. Well, welcome back, JP. How you doing?
How you doing, Dr. Michael? Everything good?
Yes, well, you just contacted me and said that you had a mission to some city or something submerged in the Atlantic Ocean. So, yeah, what happened?
Yeah, we got picked up. And we went on a Black Hawk helicopter to a science vessel in the Atlantic. And we were going super fast. It was a total of four guys included, plus the pilot and a co-pilot. We were on this Black Hawk, and we landed on this big vessel. It's like a science vessel. I don't know what company or who was in charge of it, but we landed on it. And we were all geared up. And then there was a guy there with a tie that I also saw in one of the missions to the moon. And he said, oh, we're going down to this city. And I remember seeing those uniforms on this science vessel, the ship. I remember seeing that same uniform when I went to another mission. And these people, they're slightly taller than us. They're slightly taller than us. You know, they're like 6'8", you know, almost 6'9", around, you know, like in that height range. I'm taller than usual. And they're a little bit more pale than us. And they look similar, like Asian types. And they were like with they didn't have no weapons, but they had like a long stick. And my friend saw it and said, hey, you think that could be their type of weapon or all that? And my other friend said, yeah, I think that is, man. So not doing nothing crazy. I said, okay, you know, we were just messing around because we saw them, you know, and their boots were different. But, you know, you could still see that they had a uniform, and it was a different flag. It was like a blue and white flag. It had like a star. It's similar to, it's kind of weird, but it's similar to the Israeli flag. But it was different. It had like two gold two gold, like, angels around, you know, like the Ark of the Covenant. They had two angels by the Star of David, but the flag was different, but it was blue, white, and gold. The two angels were gold, and they were like, they looked like the Ark of the Covenant type of, So we were on this vessel, and we waited like 40 minutes on there, and there was like a big submarine, cigar-shaped submarine, and the size of the submarine was glowing. It's a bigger submarine than usual. It's like 50 yards. It was a big submarine, but it also, I think it also can go out of the ocean and float out and shoot up. It went up, and then a hatch opened up, and we saw another guy in a uniform. He went like this, giving the signs on the guy that was on the science vessel. And we saw that, and the guy with the tie that we were with that was on a science vessel, he's like, okay, let's go. And we were like confused because we didn't know where we were going. So we got in, we went down the ladder up the side of the ship. We went on this vessel that was floating that looked like a submarine, and we went to the hatch. We went down. They didn't really have a ladder. They had like you get on it and it goes down. Like your weight pushes it down. So it wasn't a ladder. It was like we took turns. Like every time somebody got on it, you grab it and it just goes down. So it's not a ladder. It just goes down. It's a different type of way, I guess. I've never seen it before. It was kind of cool. So we got in, and it was big. It was a big area inside the submarine-looking ship or boat. It was kind of interesting. It smelled like, you know, when you put a candle on, it smells like a vanilla type of smell. Mixed in with a type of metal. When you first start a candle, but it's like that vanilla scent with a little bit of metal. So it was kind of interesting to smell. I like to, when I go to these different places, I try to remember the smell. I try to remember the visual and the people I'm surrounded with. So those are the top three things that I do when I go to experiences and all that. So that's what I smell. And then the people surrounding me, they were taller than me. They were like 6'8". 6'9". Oh, I seen a taller one that was like almost 7 foot.
So these tall people, JP, was that the crew of the submarine? So then I take it the submarine wasn't an American submarine. It belonged to another race with these tall people. So in the submarine, was the height much different? Was it like normal submarines aren't all that high, you know, maybe 7 feet? But
It was different. The height was different. Oh, yeah. The height was different. You could clearly see the height difference. These people were standing up and an extra 3 feet was above their head. So it was made for their size. Surely. Yeah, for sure. And they had technology. It looked like touch screen. Everything was touch screen. They had a room. We were walking through this little hallway. And we looked to the right, and we see this guy dressed in white, and he was moving with his hands, like he was moving, like kind of martial arts, but he had like gloves, with him. We didn't see no cables coming out from the gloves or all that. And he had a type of helmet. But it was not like, it didn't look like a regular helmet. It looked like a smaller type of helmet that wrapped around to like his shoulder. And he was doing like a type of martial arts. And I'm thinking that's how they move the ship. That's how they maneuver the ship. So I guess the ship follows what the guy does with his hand. So it was kind of cool. So we felt the ship moving. Once we got in, we felt the ship moving. And I actually felt that I was upside down, but you could still walk straight up. So like you could feel your body going upside down or going to the side, but I don't know, like you could still stand straight up. So it was kind of interesting.
Well, maybe just to clarify, so when you're in this submarine, the kind of law of inertia, I mean, in other words, you didn't feel the rocking, like in a submarine, I imagine that's on the water or traveling through the water, it would rock, move side to side. You're not feeling any of that?
No, but we feel the gravity. It was weird. I never been on a type of ship like this before, and neither the guys with me, and it was a weird experience. So I think that this ship could go to space by the technology that it had. I think these are one of the races, and I remember seeing this uniform up there when we went to that moon mission. So, and I remember also seeing this uniform on the donut shaped ship that was investigating the arcs. I remember seeing those people, but we never had contact. We never communicated with them because they told us always not to, you know, talk to other people from different places. I do remember those uniforms.
So you when you say you remember those uniforms, you remember?
So we started going down, and then, you know, your ear starts popping when you go like a certain height down. So we felt that. I felt the ears popping and all that. So that was kind of, I knew that we were going really deep. And I was yawning a lot. I remember that. And I know that's caused by the lack of oxygen. And we felt like a big movement, like a jolt. And then we heard a big noise, like something grabbing the ship, like, and then another jolt, and then the hatch opened again, and we got out. And that was crazy. When we got out, it was dark, and then the light started turning on, right to left, turning on, and you could see fields similar to the experience I had when I first was telling you about these plants and all that and these places I went, these domes.
Yeah.
It looked similar to that. And it was quite interesting. You could see people walking around. You could see people working, like you could see type of vehicles. But they also had wheels, a type of wheel, but it was like more thinner than ours. And you could see people driving, it looked like a city. It looked really like a city. The oxygen is, I think it was more pure there in this place that we were at. And you could see like a protective bubble around this city, but you could see it moving. It wasn't hard. You could see it moving with the ocean, like you could see it moving. So that was kind of interesting. I don't know if it was a type of force field or a type of fabric that was so strong that could withstand pressure and all that and keep the pressure in. But it was moving with the ocean. And you look up and you see this dome of clearness just moving. But you can still see the what is the dome of the city. So once these lights turned on, there was a big door, right? And we went through this door, and that's when we saw the city. There was tall buildings, but the buildings looked similar to Dubai. You know that Dubai tall building that they have over there?
Yeah.
That type of style, but many of them, but that like is smaller than the one that was prior. So it was big. You could see it big, and then you could see in the distance other little cities. So it was total of three. We landed on the big one, and then in the middle you could see clearly that there was a pyramid. That where we landed was a pyramid type shaped thing. And I talked to one of the tall guys, and they speak English clearly, like they know it, like it's one of their language there in that particular place. And they speak it good, like if they were American or England or like, yeah, they speak good English. I was telling them, and then he was saying, oh no, we're just the protectors of this sea, you know, the bottom part of the sea. And yeah, we're good people. He kept saying that they were good people, you know, they were good, you know, they mean no harm. And I was asking, do you know what's gonna happen today? What's happening here? Oh no, we're gonna show your military people technology. We're gonna share some stuff. I think it's time for us to share some technology that we have down here with you guys to share before something happens. So yeah, we went there to share technology. And some of the technology is similar to the technology that the ARC has, but I guess they managed to build this thing around these pyramids that they were still activated. So that was kind of cool, and it's kind of cool because it's also near the Bermuda Triangle, and it's also a little bit close to the ARC. So it's quite close, but we did not know that this city existed. I did not know. I'm sure the military itself, everybody knew that this city existed, but I did not know that this city existed. So that was quite new for me.
So the city is at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, somewhere in the Bermuda Triangle area, and the people living in there are very fair-skinned and very, very tall. And the inside the dome, it's just normal oxygen. I mean, so these are just people walking around. We're not talking amphibians or anything like that, just people walking around in this giant city. So yeah, tell us, I mean, did you actually go inside the city?
They did not let us go inside the city. We stayed on an area that we could still see the city, but it was like a glass. It was really thick. We could see the city, but we did not enter the city. They didn't let us.
Do you have an idea of how big the city was? I mean, what kind of population we're talking about?
I think it was 2 miles square. You could clearly see I think it was 2 miles square and a half a mile tall. You could clearly see that it was huge. Yeah. I did not see no cloud or nothing like that inside the dome, but you can clearly see that it was bigger than a couple football stadiums, like 15 square of football stadiums put together. It was huge.
So around the city, was there kind of like farmland or forest or anything? I mean, how do they eat?
We saw that there was a glow. Like, there was a glow that this pyramid was emitting. but it's darker. It's really dark, but you can still see. There's light. Like, the whole city, you can see cities made of light and all that. And I think that they have a glow that gives energy to all these plants that they have. And it's kind of interesting, the certain kind of plants that they have. They're quite tall, the type of plants that we saw coming from the side of the, like, you can see the buildings, and you can see also the plants, like, growing beside it. And it was quite interesting. They look similar to, like, palm trees, but the palm was all the way, like halfway down. So it looked like palm trees, but the palms, the leaves were, like, halfway down. It didn't look like a regular palm tree. It goes straight down. And you can see, like, a type of coconut. It looked like a coconut, but it's longer. It's like a longer coconut. So it's kind of interesting. It wasn't a round coconut. So that's one thing that I saw that I thought, they like, wow, that's a weird type of tree, but it's kind of interesting.
Did you see any form of transportation that this city used?
Yeah, we saw, like, they look like cars, but their wheels were thinner. And their wheels were, like, slanted in instead of, like, being, like, regular cars. Their wheels are, like, slanted in. So, yeah, we saw a lot of those driving around and all that. We saw people walking. We saw types of like dogs, like pets, people walking pets, but they're way bigger than regular dogs.
And what about outside? I mean, you're inside the dome, you know, and you see the city in the distance. Can you see outside of the dome? I mean, is the dome illuminated, or is it transparent?
It was dark. It was dark, really dark outside the dome, but it was still, like, the movement, okay, when the, it's like a bubble, the dome is in movement. It was moving. So I think it moves with the sea. With that movement, it creates energy, and you can see, like, lighting that comes out from the dome. So I think it's a type of technology that by the movement of the sea and the dome moving, it creates energy, and that's, I think, that's what creates the energy for the city. The movement of the sea. So whatever material is this dome made of, it's giving energy by the movement of the sea. So you can see the movement. And every time you see the movement, you see like a little glow, like sparks, like glow, and it lights the city up. And the city has a lot of light. The city itself, the buildings, it's lighted up like an orangey white. You can see, and it lights up everything. It's really cool. It's really nice.
It sounds like they're using some kind of piezoelectric power generation, where the dome is made up of small crystals, and when the small crystals move and rub up against each other, they generate energy, which is the piezoelectric effect. So that sounds like they're using it, but at a very large level.
Oh, yeah. It looks really beautiful. Like, have you seen those water, like those, when you're on a boat and you rub your hand on the water and you see that lighting? That's how it looks like. When it moves, it looks like that type of lighting. But it's so bright. It looks similar to like lightning, but it's like constant with no noise. Really cool. Really cool. It was really interesting.
So those tall guys, the crew of the submarine, they took you there to see all of that. So were they talking to you as well, sharing?
Yeah, they were talking to us, saying that they were friendly, that they're here to share technology and to not worry, because we were quite worried while we were there. The guy with the tie, he went to a separate place that they took him, and he came back with a book that was from a type of library that they have, and that book was going to be helpful us to share with, I think, with the United States or whoever they needed. But I know he came back with a book that was quite old-looking book.
So this guy with the tie, I mean, do you know, was he kind of an officer? Was he like a CIA agent, or was he, you have any idea what he was, who he worked for?
No, I do not have an idea what he was or who he worked for. But I know he was separated from us, and we were just, you know, standing, waiting for him to come back out. There was a... I call them guards, the tall guys that was with the sticks. They were talking to us like if they were working as well, like if they were military people as well. Oh, my shift ends at this time. Oh, yeah, I'm tired. Oh, yeah. You know, they were just like us, you know, just, you know.
Were you armed? Were you allowed to take arms?
Oh, we left everything in the submarine. They didn't let us take anything out.
Okay. So it sounds like you were kind of like more or less escorting or accompanying the guy with the tie, and he was the one there doing the negotiation with the leaders of that city.
Yep. We were exactly doing that. We're just there to make sure he was okay and nothing happened. Because we also had those cameras that we use also, but we left that also. They didn't let us take it out from the submarine-looking ship. So we had to leave that and leave our weapons back. And we were quite nervous, but they kept saying, no, we're okay. We just don't let no kind of weapons near. Because if something happens, you know. But I don't know. It was kind of interesting the way they were so friendly, you know.
Did they give a name? Did they tell you anything about who they were or the name of the city?
No, they didn't give name of the city, and I am gonna get coordinates of where I went. One of the guys that gave me a coordinates from that thing in Antarctica, he knows where I went, and I'm going to get coordinates soon. So I'm going to share that with you.
Okay.
So that's good, because they were telling me that this place was near the Ark. So if we get this place, we can probably zero down the coordinates of where the Ark and this donut-shaped ship is.
Why would you need the coordinates of the Ark? I see that if you get the coordinates for this ship, it's close to the Ark, so you could share that, and maybe we could deduce where the Ark is. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So they're going to give me the coordinates of these three cities that we went to. They're pyramids, and these pyramids are black in color. So it was quite interesting. And the top of the pyramid was something white on top of it. So I don't know if it was like it looked like a marble or a metal type of thing. But I know the pyramid was black and it had something metal looking on top. And there was a total of three pyramids. And they're lined up biggest to smallest.
Okay, and do you have an idea of how big the pyramids was? You know, the biggest one, how big it was?
Well, it covered the there's a total of three type of domes that had the same technology, you know, that bubble, that hold and moves. So there's three, but in between the three, there's like a tube that connects them. That also moved. So it's like a bridge or something like that that connects these three cities together. So that's quite interesting.
So, I mean, you saw the... So you're in one city. So how did you know there were another two cities? Did you see them or did you travel to them?
You can see the glow of the other cities in the distance. And it's bright. It's really bright. Like, you can see, like, if it was daytime here. It's beautiful. But I think it's like that the whole time. It doesn't get dark there. It does not get dark. It stays bright the whole time. It's really beautiful.
You saw people walking around, but you can't estimate how many people were there in total.
It looked like if you were going to Times Square and you see all these people walking around, you see the cities, you see the lights, similar to that.
I see. So how long were you there for?
We were there like for 4 hours. 4 hours.
And was there anything else that you kind of saw that kind of stood out while you were there? I mean, did you walk around? Did you have to stay in one area?
Well, they do have like screens there, like their own type of like news. Or I saw, like, we went to this room and we saw a big triangle screen, but it looked like it wasn't a complete triangle, but it was like round on top, but and then it widened out on the bottom, and we saw it was like somebody giving the news. It was kind of interesting. The same being like talking into the screen and explaining something that was happening with the city. I believe they do also have things that happen there that, you know, that I guess they have their bad people, or I don't know. We just saw. They don't have weather or nothing like that there, but they had like somebody talking on TV about something, and it sounded like similar to when a person gives news, like what was happening around the city and all that. So that was quite interesting to see that.
So what happened when the guy came back, the guy with the tie, after he had his meetings? What happens then?
When he came back, He had this book with him, and he put this book on like a safe box and he brought it with us. He gave it to two of us to carry. So we were carrying that book. That book was really important for him. He was like, "Oh, don't drop it. Make sure you take it back with you," and all that. So we went back to this hallway. So just imagine yourself, like, you're in an Empire State Building, right? You're looking out the window and you see the city. That's how it felt like. That's how it looked like. And you can see in the distance the other cities and this bubble. So we went back. We got on the submarine-looking ship with the safe and all that. We went back up. They don't use seatbelts. They don't use none of that. You just keep doing what you need to do. And they surfaced, same thing, the ears started popping. We surfaced, we brought up the safe. Another one of those guys that were in uniform, they helped us. They're taller, they're stronger. And they helped us. We climbed up and the ladder on the science vessel. And we got on the helicopter, and there was another helicopter that went down and picked up the guy with a tie with another four people crew that wasn't us. So we came back to the base, and then he got on another Black Hawk with another crew to rotate out somewhere else. I did not know where he went. He didn't say where he was going. And it was quite interesting.
So did you have a debriefing at all? Did anyone kind of tell you, you know, what you did or why you did it?
No, we didn't have a debriefing. We didn't have a debriefing at all. So I know we're talking amongst ourselves coming back, like, oh, what do you think that place was? What was the city? It was kind of interesting. And it was quite interesting. And there's other cities like that around the oceans. It's not just that one. They have one in the Pacific as well. They have one near Antarctica. And yeah, they connect with each other. It's like a one nation kind of thing, but they're spread out. So it's kind of interesting.
Okay, well, that's quite an amazing experience. And so I guess that followed the usual pattern where you're just given orders to perform a mission. You go to a place, you're picked up. But in this case, there didn't seem to be much by the way of instructions other than just escort this guy with a tie.
We go through this a lot, you know. But I like to talk. I like to see what's going on, but not to ask a lot of questions because they ask you not to do that because it's kind of like a classified mission.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that, JP. It's an amazing experience, and I guess that kind of confirms that there's intelligent human life at the bottom of the oceans in vast cities. So that's something that we need to think about.
And they do come out. They do come out from the ocean sometimes and go back in. So that's quite interesting that they do that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, JP.
No problem.
You have been listening to Exopolitics Today with Dr. Michael Sala. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe to this channel. Join or start a conversation in the comments. Take the time to explore the vast library of best-selling books, webinars, and podcasts by Dr. Sala. Visit exopoliticstoday.com.